It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies in South Philly, the perfect place for pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. We are actually going to the game tonight with Mark and Betty, who bid on the Phillies Fantastic Auction. And they got jerseys and hats, autographed ball, live casino, and we're going to the game. But then they're here at Chickies, and we're going to the game. Hopefully the rain
looks like they're going to get it
off.
In. Yeah, looks like we're going to get it in. So looking forward to going over.
Yeah,
got great seats. I did not know this prior to. They are my neighbors.
You had no idea.
I had no idea.
You just find out they are your neighbors.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just found out my neighbors bid on this item, yes.
And I give them credit because they could have guilted you into doing it for free.
Yes, exactly. No, you're right.
But it wouldn't have been as helpful to the Philly Stars. So thank you so much for the donation.
Thank you for that.
We ended up getting great seats, and I am looking forward to hanging out at the game. So before we get back to the phones, we've been doing this a lot. We will do it again. It's time for the Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
Here we go. Now.
Now it's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
It always was that. Yeah.
Oh, that shows you how much I've been paying attention.
And I sort of realized the...
Jalen's better. Dak's better than Jalen, Ike.
Yeah, go. Yeah. So, I sort of realized that the Mount Rush 4 works best when I'm complaining about stuff.
Yes.
Stuff I don't like. So, this is the Mount Rush 4 of things I hate about vacations down the shore. Now, in fairness, I am going on a vacation down the shore, going to Delaware. I love going, but there are some things I hate. Here is the first thing on the Mount Rush 4 of things I hate about beach vacations. Sitting on the beach for hours doing nothing. My wife can lay on the beach for 6 hours with nothing to do aside from turn over every 40 minutes.
There's nothing to do.
Nothing to do. The first day I go in,
it's not even that relaxing.
No, it's not comfortable. It's too hot. I can't read because the sun's in my eyes. And then, the first day.
Who the hell's out there reading?
People read.
Reading on the beach isn't bad.
Yeah.
No, I don't read much often.
But theoretically.
In the past, I have read on the beach.
It's the only time I can actually read, because what happens while I'm working and I try to read is I just get tired and I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. But because I'm not busy, I could read on the beach. But, like, I could read the first day. And then I go to podcasts, and then I just, like a lunatic, I just walk up and down the beach trying to kill time. And then I want her to relax, so I don't want to say that I want to go back. But I kind of want to go back. So, laying on the beach for hours, can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm with you on this one.
Oh, you like it?
Now, you know I'm not even a beach person.
Yeah.
No.
And obviously, I don't like laying out in the sun.
Well, you don't need a tan.
For obvious reasons, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I am more of a 4 o'clock, go to the beach at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm not going in the busiest time of the day, the hottest time of the day.
We're going at 10:30 and laying there until 2:30.
Yeah, I'm not going that early. I'm going after lunch. I got the beach umbrella, a couple of beach umbrellas. I got the chair. I got my little speaker with my iPad so I can play my music. I got the cooler next to me with the surf size in it.
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's okay.
Well, because if I'm at the beach, I'm on vacation. I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it's a little late.
Yeah, and so this is before we go to dinner. So you're sitting on there. You get there at 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. We leave around 6:30, 7. You get ready for dinner, 8 o'clock, 8:30, and then I'm good.
Now, the one thing I do like on the beach, I love the peanut butter and jelly on the beach. I love the lunch on the beach when I'm sitting there.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Five?
PB&J. Give me PB&J and some chips on the beach.
Now, this is where, I'm just not the peanut butter and jelly guy, but sandwiches,
on the beach?
Chips, on the beach, for real, I'm with you on that.
Okay. Second thing on the Mount Rush 4 of things that I hate about vacations down the shore is going in the ocean at all. There's too much weird stuff in there. You say, okay, well, just go in up to your knees or whatever. Yep. I don't know if you've been watching TikTok, but there's friggin' sharks all over the place. There's jellyfish. There's sharp stuff. Absolutely not. It's too big. I don't know what the hell's in there. I hate going in the ocean.
So, I am a water up to the knee guy.
Okay.
That is me. I am there.
Yep.
But I'm always on the lookout for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To your point.
Yep.
I do not go swimming in the ocean. Try not to let my face go in the water.
No.
Try not to.
You don't get your hair wet?
Don't get my hair wet. I will say this. Daughter's a little too adventurous for me. So I almost have to, like, go out there.
Yeah.
Just to make sure she doesn't get snatched or anything.
I'm going to get swept away by the tide.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm
saying. A little rip current? You're scared of a little rip current?
I'll terrifying. Risk it for my daughter. I got to go for Jada. So, Elijah's not going near the water. He doesn't care. You know, Renee is a water-to-the-knees person as well, so she can't swim either.
You want to get scared? Look off into the horizon. There's just ocean and ocean and ocean full
of...
You're
not going that far.
Now, to your point.
Full of animals.
The last time we were at the ocean, last time I was there.
Animals.
It was a damn stingray.
Yep.
The stingray came through.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, I had a moment. Instincts kicked in. I ran first and then thought about Jada after I came back. I did. I got at least 20 feet away and was like, Jada, get out of the water now.
See, when you said instincts kicked in, I thought you killed the stingray with your bare
hands. Instinct was to run.
Okay.
That's instinct.
Again, this is a guy who ran into wedges, played in the NFL. He saw a stingray and said, me first, children behind.
Well, you know, I thought it was a shark, really. So, that's why I ran.
Well, and the one thing I would say is when we went, the only time that I've seen this kind of water was when we were on our honeymoon in Aruba. I could actually see my feet in the water. But the Jersey, Delaware beaches, you ain't seeing.
Yeah, but that water's too warm. See, I need a little bit of a cool.
Nah.
Yeah. Ooh, no, I like the warm water.
Yeah, give me the warm.
Because it makes me feel like I'm rolling around in pee.
Well, you roll around in pee regardless.
Yep.
It's just, whether it's cool or not.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Humans, the other animals.
That's only me warming it up.
Okay.
I like going in the water. Mm. I body surf.
Oh, I know. I knew he was a water person. Oh, yeah, you know.
Now, it hasn't happened recently. Yeah, don't like my physique. But
you got to go in with a T-shirt like I used to.
Yeah, I know. I used to.
Yeah.
Dude.
What's up?
You are not a T-shirt on at the beach guy, dude.
Well, hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
As a kid, well, yeah. And then now, most of the time, yeah, this shirt's not coming off.
Oh, come on, man.
When I go in the water now, the shirt's coming off.
Okay, First of all. Two-thirds of the people out there look worse than you with their shirt off.
Sure.
So you don't have anything to be embarrassed about.
Do they have 70,000 followers on Twitter that could possibly share that photo?
All right.
Fair point, Mike.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't love taking my shirt off. But for the water, I will.
Man.
We got to get you trained with Yoshi over there. Okay,
Yoshi's yoked.
I'm sure. When does that guy ever?
That dude, he probably never wears a shirt. We're lucky he has a shirt on. He barely has a shirt on right now.
All
right.
Next thing of the Mount Rushmore of things I hate about vacations down the shore. It's too boring. It's just too boring. It's boring. It's boring. First 3 days are great. By day four, I'm like, the hell are we doing?
Day four, I better be ready to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're there all week. Look, again, I love it. I just need more activities, I think. There's not enough activities. When we would go to, like, Maine, we'd go hiking. There's, like, outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah.
The beach, you're either eating ice cream, sitting at the beach, or eating ice cream.
You walked up and down the boardwalk. There's so much stuff on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only stop at these places.
And by the way, when you're a little kid, you don't notice that everything on the boardwalk repeats every 30 feet.
Every 30 feet.
It's the same exact thing.
Same thing.
You can walk and walk and walk. Same T-shirt stores. There's, Chickies and
sunglasses. Yep. Beachwear. Pizza.
Yep.
Pizza. Definitely pizza. Bad T-shirts that are you know, inappropriate.
Yes, inappropriate T-shirts.
I'm with you with the amount of days, Mike.
There's not much to do.
No.
It's great for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Maine, and we both of you and I are Bar Harborsmen.
Yes, we are Bar Harborsmen.
Elliot's going there next week.
Oh, really?
Does he seem like...
No.
He's like, we got to go hiking? It's like, come on, dude.
You said Pearl Harbor?
No, Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
Oh.
We are not pro Pearl Harbor.
Well, I've been to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, you could go there, but I'm just... Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Bar Harbor's in Maine.
Bar Harbor's in Maine. Bell
Harbor?
Bar. B-A-R.
Yeah, I know. Pearl Harbor's in Hawaii.
Yes. Bar Harbor.
I told you I've been there.
Yes. Bar Harbor in Maine.
Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
Gotcha.
Bar Harbor. Yeah. It's sort of near where Brett Brown's up from that area.
Ah.
Yes.
The clam chowder area.
Yes.
Chowder.
It is, it's like, if you want a lobster roll, go up there.
Because you're getting real lobster roll.
Real lobster roll. Yeah. Okay. And my final thing of things I hate about vacations down the shore, unruly teenagers on the boardwalk.
So you are.
Get out of here.
What do you want them to do?
Stop laughing and act. I don't know if you're laughing at me.
No fun.
Laughing at,
of course they are.
Yes.
No fun.
I get out of here with the
teenagers. The
unruly teenagers on the boardwalk.
You are the oldest 47-year-old
in
the world.
In fact, if you are younger than 18, you should be off the boardwalk by 5 p.m. Get out of here so I can have a nice walk with my wife. You know, get her some gelato or the hell we're getting.
Right.
And we get out and play some video games.
Right.
I don't need you laughing. I don't need you hogging the game I need to play.
Don't need you having fun.
I don't need you having fun. You've probably been drinking. You're not even allowed to drink yet.
Well, that's a good point.
Who knows what the hell else you're doing.
Were you a hall monitor?
Get out of here. No.
Was you a hall monitor?
Trust me, this will happen to you. This will happen to you.
I mean, I'm pretty grumpy. For a
Yes.
You got extra grump.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Get out of here. And luckily, the town we go to, there's no boardwalk. So we go to Lewis Beach in Delaware.
Okay.
There's no boardwalk. There's like a little town.
Sure.
But when we go to Rehoboth, where there's a boardwalk, and I go out there on the boardwalk, and I'm like, I'm so agitated the entire time. Get out of here. Stop
Too
walking
many kids.
Slow. Too many kids. Unruly teenagers. Get out of here. There you go. There
yeah.
is my Mount Rushmore.
I mean, teenagers will make you want to put a fist in their throat, but.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I can't because they would kick my ass.
Yeah.
I can't even fight them.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, my situation is a little different.
Yeah, you would probably win.
But still, I kind of get your point there.
Yep.
But then there's a part of me with the teenagers. Yeah, they kind of keep you young, too, though.
Mm.
You know, you start, you're like, yeah, that was me 30 years ago, I guess, 40 years ago. 30
yeah,
years ago.
I wasn't having fun as a teenager. I didn't have enough friends.
Oh, weren't you arrested down at the beach?
I was.
Okay.
At Ocean City for shoplifting.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I got in trouble. I went.
What
I went,
were you stealing?
T-shirts.
Oh, okay.
Is you that really, surprising?
You have a T-shirt
You really
problem.
Are a T-shirt
yeah,
bandit.
I haven't changed at all. I actually.
Except you are paying for your T-shirts
I'm
now.
Paying for well, yeah. most of them.
Most of them.
I don't steal any
Fruit of the Loom.
I actually went and obtained the T-shirt that I got in trouble for stealing. So I own. The same design.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I did get arrested for that, yes. Yeah. And the guy told me I was never going to go to college and never get a job. I think it was 14 or 15 or something like that. So, yeah.
You know the only clothing items I ever tried to steal?
Was what?
You remember Jack. Well, remember, he wasn't born. You remember the shorts, Jams?
Yes. Of course I remember Jams.
Yes.
So Jams were like longer shorts, Jack, that had sort of, it was sort of like the shorts version of Zubaz a little bit. Like they had patterns on them or whatever, but yeah, I remember.
They were
Jams.
Pretty cool back then.
Yes, they were.
You know, they were like the cool shorts that had swimming trunks.
They were longer.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure they'll come back in fashion.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tried to get out of a, what was it called? Was it Kmart? It was either Kmart or we used to have a place called Value City.
Yes.
Yeah, that department store. Yeah. Boy, we used to hit them up for a lot of stuff.
Oh,
man.
I shoplifted tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Granite Run Mall, like, probably put them out of business.
Guy.
Walden Books stole.
No Suncoast, longer there, by the way.
Suncoast, no, it isn't.
Because of you.
Well, that's why I'm saying it now. Suncoast Pictures stole. Walden Books stole.
Man.
The Wall
I still remember the day
stole.
We got caught.
Oh, yeah?
And they held us.
Yep.
Until my mother came.
Yep. Not a good scene.
I'd have rather gone to jail.
Yep.
Yeah, take me to jail, man. The way she just came here, it's going to be hell on the way back home. Yeah, you don't even realize what it's going to be like on the way back home. Man.
Ryan and Marlton, you're on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
So do you guys think, like, I have a question to pose. Do you guys think that, like, the level our starting pitching is on, like, currently? Do you think that is, like, the four aces level, like, from the, like, early 2010s, late 2000s? Like, do you think it's, like, that good, or do you think we still got a ways to go?
I think the numbers are there, but I do not have the same amount of faith in these guys.
That's a great way to put it.
You know, that rotation was so established. Like, they were pitchers that you know, Cliff Lee, you knew. Cole Hamels, you knew. Roy Halladay, you knew.
Roy Oswalt.
Roy Oswalt, you knew.
One, like, Cy Young.
Yeah, I hope that Ranger keeps it up. I hope that Chris Sanchez keeps it up. I think the top two in the rotation, if you say that's Wheeler and Nola, you can pretty much count on.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two guys, I think I have. Look, Sanchez keeps being good. So, but I don't have the sort of faith in those guys that, and I Jack, I would imagine that overall the batting average and runs per game is down now from where it was in 2011.
Yeah, it's a bad offensive year.
Yeah, so I think a function, these pitchers have been good, but I do think a function of their numbers is partly because offense is down.
But I will say this, Ryan, in a vacuum, I do believe they're just as good. Meaning this, I think that year, for what they were that year in 2011, the wins they put together that year, the consistency with the top four pitchers in that lineup, you're getting the same level of production and performance. So in a vacuum, I do believe they are that good. And because hitting is much harder now and offense is down a little bit, you almost get the same impact of having those quality of pitchers without this group of guys being as good as those guys, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, and honestly, we were talking about the rotation. When you start looking at the ERAs of the three best bullpen guys, Hoffman and Strom and Orion. Alvarado's ERA is like up at 3.6.
Yeah.
But Kirkring, Hoffman, and Strom, their ERAs are all 1.5 or lower at this point. That's insane. You know, back in the day, you would have one closer in the league who maybe had a sub-2 ERA. We have three relievers with an ERA under 1.5. That's insane, you know?
Yeah, they're putting up, like, dead ball numbers. Like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, what is your next question? What's your favorite thing about vacation?
My favorite thing about vacation are, it has to be the boardwalk. There's just, like, lots of stuff to do, you know. I always like frequenting the arcades down at the shore.
You're not a teenager, are you?
I am 15, yes.
Get off the boardwalk! You're ruining Spike's time!
Get out of there! Learn to be
an unruly teenager.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah,
sounds so mature, though.
Go steal some shirts.
Yeah.
At least do something real.
Thank you for the call, Ryan. Oh, we're joined by Mr. Crab Fry himself.
King Crab Fry!
How you doing, Pete?
My brother! How you guys doing?
What's up, Pete? How are you?
Very, very good. I was just going to let you know about National Crab Fry Day, which is today, and all the chicken and pizza in the city and throughout are $1 crab fries, as you could buy as many as you want for $1, and final pictures of Miller Lite, and all the money goes to the FOP Survivors Fund. So you're actually getting a great deal, and you're taking care of the police, the ones who have lost their life in the line of duty, and it goes to their families.
Go ahead, Pete, finish.
But more important than that, before we get into all that, well, what are you guys thinking? Who's hearing? Who tells people they chop?
We're basically telling ourselves about shoplifting.
I never shoplifted, Pete.
Well, dude.
I stole Starburst once, and I almost threw up.
Here's the thing, Pete. It was 30-some years ago.
I think we're okay.
The statute of limitations on my Walden books thefts are gone. I'm honest about my life, you know?
You were dishonest about... You were honest about your life now.
Yes, I was dishonest then, honest now. Yes. I've learned the error of my ways. Yeah.
As long as you change your ways, I was going to say, buy a couple extra crab fries if you're vegan. You get the crab fries and you can send them out and give them back to the people that you...
That's right, Spike. That's right.
Well, you know, Pete, I actually just told Ike right before we went back on the air, I was eating some of the crab fries, and I said, you know what, because I eat them every Friday that I'm here. I said, you know what, Ike?
Thank you.
I'm never going to get sick of crab fries. I actually look forward to it. So you know me. I'm pretty particular about what I eat. But I look forward to it every Friday that I get to eat crab fries. It's like a little treat that I get every week.
It's a staple, man. Listen, Pete, you know it. The crab fries are as much a staple as Philadelphia's cheesesteaks are.
I would say more.
They are synonymous.
I would say more.
Cheesesteak, soft pretzel, crab fry, not in that order. I would
That's right, yeah.
who am I to say? It's a great day for this. And anybody, you can come, pull up with a car, get 10 orders, 20 orders. I mean, I just left the Boulevard. There was people pulling up in minivans. Like, oh, don't get this. Getting back, coming fries for $1. the kids were so happy. But more important, takes care of people who take care of us and helps people who passed on do their job and it takes care of their children. So that's very good.
Yeah, it's a good thing, man. As Pete said, National Crab Friday. Any Chickies and Pete's crab fries are $1, $5 personal pitchers all day long, and the proceeds benefit the FOP Survivors Fund. We're going to order 40 orders to go.
Yes, please. That's fine. That's fine. Just please don't shoplift them because then you're.
Oh, are they $1 at the ballpark?
I mean, nah, I don't think it counts at the ballpark. Yeah.
Participating, they are not participating. All participating places you can grab. So where you now, you don't have to go to the ballpark. You just take them with you.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll do. We'll go with a backpack. I got a backpack. Backpack full.
Don't walk. Cheese and everything. Lock it in there.
Yep.
Get up. Listen.
All right, Pete. Your phone's going in and out. So I'm going to. Bad phone.
Good.
So
Classic Jersey.
I just put him on hold. Tucker, can you just tell him his phone is bad? I would never just hang up on the great Pete Cherokee. So I just wanted to make sure.
Glenn yesterday, Pete today.
Yeah, I know. Bad phones, bad. Everyone.
Phones.
That's another thing on the Mount Rushmore of. I got to do the Mount Rushmore of things that drive me crazy on the phones, and it is bad cell service. That's how Angelo turned into what he was. Is the phone.
Oh, great. So you're saying that.
You never know. Could happen. Could happen. So coming up next, we'll continue the conversation about the Phillies. We will get to Herb from the Northeast, in case you're excited for that. And it is the 20th anniversary of Citizens Bank Park. We honor that every single week, Friday at 4:30 for the Memory Bank. We will play you another great highlight coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As I mentioned, we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for National Crab Fry Day. $1 for crab fries, $5 personal pitchers all day long. Proceeds benefit the FOP Survivors Fund.